Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your week. Pausing Junction East, KED referendum and ousting Vignini from the police board slated for debate at Tuesday's City Council meeting. A number of contentious topics are up for debate during Tuesday's City Council meeting. Included in the meeting is a series of motions from city councillors, including those that request that Ward 2 Count Michael Vignini be ousted as a member of the police board. Staff to investigate the implications of suspending the Junction East project. Greater information about agreements related to the Kingsway Entertainment District. That a referendum be held on the KED during the October 24th municipal election. A review of the city's museums is also on the agenda. Although these items are currently either on the agenda or councillors have indicated they intend to present motions to add them to the agenda, it's not guaranteed they all get debated. For the full story, click here. Ontario reports 604 patients in ICU, 57 deaths in latest COVID-19 report. There were 57 new COVID deaths reported in today's Ontario update, all of which occurred within the last month, a number that is down from Friday's Public Health Ontario report. Public Health Ontario is also reporting that one death was removed from the cumulative total based on data cleaning. There are 579 COVID-positive patients in Ontario intensive care units, according to the latest provincial update. In total, there are 604 patients in ICU due to COVID-related illness, but 25 are no longer testing positive for COVID. For the full story, click here. Science North gets $500,000 in federal funding to promote COVID-19 vaccines. The federal government is spending $500,000 so that Science North can try to convince more people to get COVID-19 vaccines. The Public Health Agency of Canada, PHAC, is providing the money through its Immunization Partnership Fund, which is to last 2 years, until March of 2023. The project, called Give Vaccines a Shot, is expected to increase vaccine confidence through a complement of exciting, informal, and entertaining learning experiences targeted to audiences of all ages and backgrounds, said Science North. The project is also intended to focus on engaging youth, francophone, indigenous, and other underserved audiences. For the full story, click here. Majority of City Council confirms they are seeking re-election on October 24. Those municipal candidates who cite a need for change in their platforms will face opposition from at least 8 of the city's elected officials in this year's election. Of the city's 13 elected officials, 8 have confirmed to Sudbury.com that they are seeking another term on council in this year's municipal election, set for October 24. Those to confirm they are seeking re-election include Mayor Brian Bigger, Ward 1 Count. Mark Signoretti, Ward 2 Count. Michael Vignini, Ward 3 Count. Jerry Montpelier, Ward 4 Count. Jeff McCausland, Ward 5 Count. Robert Kerwan, Ward 6 Count. Rene LaPierre and Ward 11 Count. Bill LaDuke. Outside a Bigger, none have specified they are seeking the mayor's seat. Ward 8 Count. Al Sizer, Ward 9 Count. Deb McIntosh, Ward 10 Count. Fern Cormier and Ward 12 Count. Jocelyn Landry Altman all responded by stating that they are not ready to announce anything at this time. For the full story, click here. Python 5000 pothole filling machine put to work in Greater Sudbury. Greater Sudbury staff have started putting a newly acquired Python 5000 pothole filling machine to work. In a video posted to YouTube, the city demonstrates how the machine works. A lone staff member within the machine's cab drives up to a pothole, air blasts debris, drops asphalt into the hole, spreads it out and compresses it down using controls within the machine. The manufacturer advertises the machines as completing 3 times as much work as a crew would in the same amount of time. It requires 1 staff member, whereas a traditional pothole patching operation requires 3 to 5 staff members and several pieces of equipment. For the full story, click here. Bundle up. Risk of frostbite Monday night. The forecast is calling for mainly cloudy skies with a 70% chance of flurries. Wind up to 15 kilometers per hour. High -12°C, with a wind chill making it feel more like -23°C in the morning and -15°C in the afternoon. UV index 1 or low. Monday evening will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries. Clearing overnight. Wind becoming north 20 km per hour, gusting to 40 in the evening. low -27°C, with a wind chill of -16°C in the evening and -37°C overnight. Risk of frostbite.